We present Hoagy Carmichael, the fellow who wrote Stardust. Saturday, and time again for a visit with Hoagy Carmichael. The young composer and actor has just returned to his music room after a short vacation on the desert. As he settles down at the old upright in his busy workshop, Buddy Cole is ready at the grand piano, and Shirley, Hoagy's secretary, is preparing the day's music.
Mr. Carmichael, you certainly have a wonderful coat of tan.
Mrs. C and I each got ourselves one this week down at the desert.
Say, I'd like to go there sometime. Was it expensive?
Well, like any other place these days. You can eat $10 steaks or 10-cent hot dogs. Down there, the millionaires live just like money was important. And the hermits live just like it wasn't important.
Oh, did you meet a real-life hermit?
Yep. Nice old fellow, 118 years old. I'll tell you a little story about him after a bit. But first, I want to run over an old favorite written way back in 1921. That's it. Right there on the top of the stack. I'm nobody's baby. I'm nobody's baby. I wonder why each night and day I pray the Lord up above to please send me down somebody to love. But no, nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. But no, nobody wants me. I'm blue somehow. Won't someone hear my plea and take a chance with me, because I'm nobody's baby now. I'm nobody's baby now.
Now I'd like to hear that story about the hermit.
Well, all right, Shirley. You know, a couple of days ago, I went for a walk on the desert. Pretty soon, I saw a little old man sitting on a rock sunning himself. We got to talking, and he said, son, I'm going to tell you something I've never told another living soul. I'm not 118 years at all, like people think. I'm only 56. 5 years ago, I was vice president of a bank. Yep, nobody ever paid any attention to me. And I got kind of lonesome just sitting there all day long at a great big desk. So one day I said to myself, I'll show 'em. So I came down here to the desert and grew this beard. You know, Shirley, people from all over the world come to talk to Herman the Hermit, and sometimes he gives them some very sound financial advice.
Oh, that's really a story.
I thought you'd like it. Well, now, I guess we'd better polish up that revival of Mickey. Shirley, that song was popular while you were still chewing on a teething ring. Mickey, pretty Mickey. Mickey, pretty Mickey, with your hair of raven hue, in your smiling so beguiling, there's a bit of Killarney, a bit of the Blarney too. Childhood in the wildwood, like a mountain flower you grew. My pretty Mickey, my pretty Mickey, can you blame anyone for falling in love with you? Mountain flower you grew. My pretty Mickey, my pretty Mickey, can you blame anyone for falling in love with you.
What's this, Mr. Carmichael? A traffic ticket?
Mm-hmm. First one in a long time, too.
Why, this is for speeding. I thought you were a careful driver.
I am, Shirley, but you know how it is on the highway. You keep seeing those signs, and 25 miles zone, enter 25 miles zone, crosswalk, crosswalk. Well, it gets you all mixed up.
Oh, that's your story.
It sure is. I was going along only 40, just outside this little town, and I thought I'd seen enter 25 miles zone. Then I passed a sign that said, it costs the next darn fool $50. Well, come to find out the chief of police had put up that sign, and I was the next darn fool.
Well, didn't you tell him you're missing the other sign?
Certainly I did, but he said we city dudes were always in too big a hurry. Could be. That reminds me. I'm back to civilization, so let's do that, buddy.
Bonga bonga. Bonga bonga. Each morning a missionary advertised with neon signs. He'd tell the native population that civilization is fine. And three educated savages holler from a bamboo tree that civilization is the thing for me to see. But bonga, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bongo, lamps are happy in the jungle. I refuse to go. Don't want no bright lights, false teeth, doorbells, landlords. Do I make it clear that no matter how you coax me, I'll stay right here. Bonga bonga, bonga bonga. They hurry like savages to get aboard an iron train. And though it's smoky and it's crowded, they're too civilized to complain. When they get 2 weeks vacation, they hurry to a vacation ground to swim and to fish, but I do that all year round. So, bonga, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. I don't want no penthouse, bathtub, streetcars, taxis, that noise in my ear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. Yes, bonga, 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 I don't want to leave the Congo. No, 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 no. Bingo, bango, bungle, I'm so happy in the jungle, I refuse to go. I don't want no jailhouse, shotguns, fish, hooks, golf clubs. I've got my spear. So no matter how they coax me, I'll stay right here. Bonga, bonga.
Now that you're out of the jungle, Mr. Carmichael, are you in the mood to write a couple letters?
I guess so. First, we better write a note to Tex Beneke and thank him for that fine arrangement of Stardust. It's about the best I ever heard. And congratulate him on breaking all records here at the Palladium. He's got a fine band.
Well, how about entering Mrs. Adeline Brown of San Antonio, Texas?
Oh, yes. Well, I guess we better. Let's see. She's the one who wants to know that, seeing how the United States is nothing but a suburb of the great state of Texas, why I never wrote a song about the land of the Lone Star. Well, Shirley, you tell her that if the United States is a suburb of Texas, I'd better write a song called My Country, 'Tis of Texas. Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right. Now, buddy, I want to set up a little instrumental on Ivy right now. You remember, Shirley, I did that song in the Joan Fontaine picture a while back?
Mm-hmm.
All right, you take the concert ground, buddy, and I'll move over to the baby ground. Thank you.
mighty pretty double piano, Mr. Carmichael. You know, Ivy's always been one of my special favorites. Say, what's so interesting out the window? All I see is your dog, Rags.
Well, yeah, but look at him. A couple of minutes ago, he opened his mouth and barked. And then the dog next door, he came up to the fence and barked, too.
Well, what's so strange about that?
Well, didn't you ever notice how one dog barks, another one does the same thing? Well, Rags just barked, then the dog next door barks, so right now that bark is on its way somewhere. And in a couple of hours, the coyotes on the desert will be passing that bark along, I imagine. So, by tomorrow afternoon, maybe the Scotty that Rags used to know in Hoboken, he'll hear the bark and know it's a message from Rags. Clear across the country.
Carmichael, sometimes you think the strangest thing.
Yeah, I guess I'd do it that surely.
Here's that copy of My Pretty Girl. Remember, Mr. Carmichael, you were going to sing it at a party this week.
Well, that's right, Shirley. And you know, there's a story behind this little girl, too. Seems that Del Porter and Ray Johnson, who wrote the song, My Pretty Girl, but Ray's daddy started the whole thing a long time ago, back in North Dakota. He used to sing a song called Ayinta Ya, and that means The Maiden and I. Well, part of the melody stuck in Ray's mind, and years later, when he got together with Del, they turned this memory of an old folk song into one of the best tunes of the year, I think. Let's dance with the pretty girl, buddy. My pretty girl, my pretty girl, I'm always dreaming of you. My pretty girl, my pretty girl, darling, how I love you. Promise me you will never leave me. Promise me you will never grieve me. Promise me you will not deceive me. Oh, my pretty girl. Please give me just one kiss, one sweet kiss you won't miss. For that kiss will bring such bliss to my lonely heart. My pretty girl, I'm always dreaming of you. My pretty, pretty, pretty girlie, darling, how I love you. Promise me you will never leave me. Promise me you will never grieve me. Promise me you will not deceive me. Oh, my pretty girl.
Carmichael?
Uh-huh.
Did you notice those strange clouds in the sky?
Yeah, but you notice that song we just did?
I certainly did.
Kind of razzy-tazzy, huh? Yes, I saw the cloud just a minute ago, and it looks like a buttermilk sky. Hey, why don't we do that next week? Huh?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then to pretty up the picture, Buddy and I will try out that new Dickie Bird song. Will you please get the lyrics for us, Shirley?
All right, Mr. Carmichael.
All right, then bye to you, and I'll see you next Saturday, Jimmy.
Well, gang, that just about winds it up for today. But Hoagie will be around again about this time next week in answer to your requests. So don't forget, if there's a song on your all-time hit parade that you'd especially like to hear, drop a line to Hoagie, care of Armed Forces Radio Service, Los Angeles, USA, and he'll get it over to you as fast as he can. See you again next week. Sergeant Russ Thompson speaking. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.